So I'm staying with a friend, and I look out their her beautiful window, and I go, oh, that's great. Nice chemtrails. Oh, I don't want to hear that today. And then within like a span of 2 minutes, they wanted to go have a breakfast at this place because it was all organic. The eggs were organic. Everything was organic. Except your sky. Your sky's not organic. You're worried about what you're putting in your fucking body. Well, I'm worried about what I'm fucking breathing. You're a hypocrite. I mean, you're Pharisees. Your sky is not real, like your food. I don't want to talk about it. No, but I do. Because if you care about what you put in your body, you must care about what you breathe. It's before the food. You can't tell me that's a contrail. You can't tell me that that right there is a normal cloud. They're all the same thickness. It's all the same bullshit, thin, white smog veil that's square, angular, perpendicular, and parallel. Clouds don't shape in straight lines. I mean, is it gonna get to the point where everybody's got like tubes in their noses and doing asthma pumps and no one's noticing? Your clouds are square. Your clouds are parallel. It's 30,000 feet in altitude. How is a cloud form into a straight line? I can't find a straight line in fucking nature in a tree or a rock. And that's hard, solid matter. This is gas. How is it forming in a straight line, a cloud? It's contrail. No, it's not. Child, you have a childlike mind. Scientist, global warmer, Greenpeace activist, worried about carbon emissions. Oh yeah, since when? Since when has it spiked? Oh, it's been going up. Okay, do you have the first recording of the Earth's carbon content in the atmosphere? No, you don't. You've been brainwashed through a box screen. There's another one. I mean, they're gonna blame this on La Nina? Are you? This is double time. That's not even a manned plane now. They're at the point they're drones. It's been going on all morning. I stopped and pulled over so I could fucking point it out to you. There's no La Nina. There's no storm in Chicago right now. They're making it. Your food's artificial. Your water's got fluoride. Your air's got God knows what until the fucking government gets called into court. I want to eat organic. Oh look, there's chemtrails. I don't want to talk about it. Let's go eat some real... Idiot. Your fucking air is not organic. You're a waste. I ain't gonna be around here when the shit hits the fan and you guys don't know what's going on. And you think ISIS did it. Unbelievable. This is happening over highways. People drive on right and the left side is just forest and they're not doing these airstrikes, dropping these chemistries, these unknown chemistries. So this is directed at your anatomy. They're gonna create a violent chaos around this world with this bullshit stage terror group called ISIS, where they opened up the stopgap on the fundamentalist psycho violent male, and they're arming them so they can go around and have an excuse so they can have these skirmishes and these blurred lines between borders of nations so they can have some friendly fire on Chinese soldiers and Chinese soldiers hitting Russians and, oh, boom, we're suddenly in a France Ferdinand World War III scenario. Bullshit! And while they're all pitting armies against armies and the power grid goes out and they blame it on ISIS and then everybody's just begging for Chinese and Russian boots to come and do a humanitarian invasion, and anybody who sees through it is going to be considered a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. That's their plan. But the people who see through it are just patriots. This is a Trojan horse invasion under the guise of humanitarian relief because ISIS hit the power grid. And those people are going to be labeled by CNN, MSNBC, and leaflets as terrorist organizations. No, they're patriots that saw through the game. And while there's chaos around the world, then the planes. And then you all drop like flies. What happened here? I don't know if it was the Russians. I don't know if it's... we're in war. It's them. They're going to create this world war scenario so they can basically gas you like fucking roaches. You can call me crazy because you're a child who's scared. I'm trying to rock your world here. Okay? This is really going on. I don't have a special effects budget. I pulled over my Volvo, my crappy car, with all my fucking paint, because I'm the only one notices that those aren't real clouds, because I grew up with real clouds, and real clouds aren't straight fucking lines that are parallel next to each other. There's another strike right over there. You see it? They're striking, 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 and I'm dissolving this shit with the power of my tongue. Right now, this shit isn't working. Because I'm saying, anything that it is not of God's will or creation, please protect me and dissolve it from my presence. And I repeat that over and over again, and this shit disappears. That's the trick. In the name of God, the Creator, please protect me from all that is not of your will nor your creation. And it's gonna go blue over my head. Because I repeat that with confidence, with a bratty little confidence. But I'm disappointed the rest of you aren't. I'm disappointed the rest of you don't even notice that your hair is fake, but your food is. Who is the wicked? The people doing this? Or the chicken shit vermin worm who wants to go look for an organic Greek salad, and I talk about how they're vegans, but omit everything above their eyeline as fake. Fake is the new F word, okay? They're faking with you. They're faking you up. The whole thing is faked. It's a big fake you. Fake off. This is a fake off. On your marks, get set, fake off. Go fake yourself with your eyebrows tattooed, your fake tits, your collagen lips. Fake, fake, fake. Then you're gonna go eat some real bread under your fake sky. The sky's falling today. Where were you? You missed the whole fucking thing. 360 degrees of it. Bullshit GMO air. Yeah, you're gonna eat real food, but guess what? It's raining fake rain on your fucking crop. Oh, I don't eat pesticides. I look for the codes for, I stay away from mate. No. Oh, no pesticides, herbicides. They're spraying herbicides and fucking pesticides. They're fumigating you and your kids. You got you all on pumps. I mean, how fucking stupid are you to call me crazy? I am enraged by this. Join me. I'm not gratuitously swearing, okay? Faking with you. Faking up your life. Telling me to fake off. I'm telling you to wake up. Not fake out. You guys are all faked. You're faked. Unless you realize all of this above your eyeline is fake, including the pictures of space. I mean, is it that bad? Is it that bad that, you know, all your idea of the universe and space is fake, that when you're amidst, you know, the overwhelming responsibility of looking up to see if clouds
are what they used to be, you're in denial. I mean, did the paintings from the box, thinking inside that little picture box, program your brain at that point? You don't even know what's real. You have some serious mind control right now, because you're going out looking for real food while fake fucking rain is landing on it, and you think there's no chemicals on your fucking vegetables. You're an idiot! You're a fluoridated idiot! I don't care if you hate me. If you hate me, I'm doing something right! Against the faking wicked, who are faking the whole planet, and faking it up for everybody, you're all gonna be faked if you don't wake up. They're gonna have a war, they're gonna hit the power grid, they're setting it up that they're on the loose in the US, and the whole thing's gonna go down, and then boom, no power, oh, we need somebody to help us, oh, the Russians, thank God the Russians. What a great way to invade a nation as a foreign enemy. Come in to fucking turn the lights on. Fake, fake, fake. They invaded the White House, they invaded Washington, they invaded all three separations of powers, the legislature, the judicial, and the Congress and the Senate, with a shadow triangulation of the Council of Foreign Relations with its lower house, the Trilateral Commission, the Federal Reserve replaces the judicial, and the legislature is the CIA. If you're not mad, you're not paying attention. If you think I'm crazy, get out of university, go back to kindergarten, and suck a thumb and get your pump. Because this shit ain't gonna stop until you get fucking mad in Nevada. Aaron Russo got fucking 6 tumors in his fucking colon because he spoke out and he got mad as hell. Well, I got all the mustard and piss and vinegar that guy had and any other fucking revolutionary that ever lived. You think you're gonna take me down with your fake infiltrators in my real revolution about what's real and what's fake? Your cloud is fake, your sky is fake, you're looking at the TV a little too much. Turn off the football and look at your kid, he's coughing and he's fucking bleeding from the ears. Enjoy your La Nina. Enjoy it.